Hi, you're listening to Scream of the Crime.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Maggie, and this is a podcast where we talk about true crime.
And what would happen if your favorite TV and movie characters committed those crimes. Hello.
Welcome back. We are in my bedroom.
Yeah, we're switching it up on this day. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's finals week.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't have classes anymore. It is finally over.
It is, and... I don't even have that much to do, but I'm still just so tired. But I feel like that's just because it's finally the end.
Yeah.
That it's just like, I have no ability to do anything anymore. I was at work today. I was just like about to pass out. I was like, I just can't.
Yeah. I was at work today for a whole hour and then I was sent home because no one wanted food.
Damn.
Yeah. Ugh. Truly a tragedy. We got really nothing much to say here.
I would say nothing happened since the last time we recorded, so.
Yeah.
It's just been an uneventful week of doing nothing.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's fun.
I got LED lights, so now my room matches Tess's room.
Yeah, I would say it's the same ones as mine. They're just the cheapest on Amazon that still look like they can function.
Yeah.
And they're fucking great.
I really like them.
Oh, they're so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess we'll just get into it.
Okay.
Okay. So this is the case of Jessica Chambers, and I don't have any backstory. You know, like, I'm not like, I was watching this, and it led me to this, and this, and Happy Thanksgiving murder, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, let me just position myself. Okay.
I'll say we ought to rework the positioning here, because it's like...
laying on my bed.
Yeah, well, I can easily fit, like... With how my desk is, it's, like, easy to fit two chairs in, but here it's, like, I'm on the bed, Maggie's at her desk, just a whole different situation.
Yeah. Okay. Mississippi authorities investigating last year's brutal murder of 19-year-old Jessica Chambers say they know who she was with during the so-called mystery hour before she showed up at Heron Road in Cortland, where she was found burned alive in her car last December 6th.
Whack.
I know. Investigators have established an in-depth timeline for Jessica's last day alive, but have been seeking more information about what she was doing between 6:30 p.m. and 7:32 p.m. when she arrived on Heron Road. After a passing motorist called 911, first responders discovered Chambers clinging to life with wounds covering 98% of her body. A source at the scene said that when first responders found Chambers barely clinging to life, she whispered one word, a man's name, either Eric or Derek.
Mm.
Those sound similar. Though she graduated from high school with A's and B's and held down a job, Chambers was running with a rough crowd prior to her death, said her ex-boyfriend, Brian Rudd. But he adds that she did nothing that was bad to get herself burnt alive.
Weird. Where was this again?
Mississippi. Okay. Video surveillance showed her hours before her death. In the video, Jessica Chambers can be seen waving to someone before walking over to them out of the camera's view, and then she eventually returns to her car and drives away. This is at a gas station.
Okay.
A man carrying a gas can is also visible in the video. But authorities have said that the man was getting gas for a generator and is not associated with the investigation. It remains unclear why police had not uncovered the video during the course of the investigation.
Mm.
Jessica Chambers was found badly burned on a road near Highway 51. A passerby discovered the girl not far from her vehicle, which had been set ablaze. According to Chambers' father, quote, whoever did it squirted lighter fluid or something like that down her throat and set it on fire.
Jesus.
Yeah. The father of a Mississippi teen who was burned alive said he cannot comprehend how or why someone would commit such a heinous act against his daughter. Quote, they have to be a monster, a demon, to do something like that to a child, Ben Chambers said.
Mm-hmm.
Her father. Despite the horrific nature of Jessica Chambers' injuries, Ben Chambers said his daughter was able to say a few words before she was rushed to the regional medical center in Memphis, Tennessee. She told them her name and the first name of the person who did it. He said, I believe in all my heart she knows who it was. What, if any, evidence was recovered from the burned out vehicle is not yet known. Quote, her cell phone was found outside of her car. The battery had been taken out of it and someone threw it in a ditch.
Mm.
Chambers said his daughter had left her mother's house in Cortland on Saturday night, not long before she was found on the side of the road. Quote, she had gone to clean her car up, and an hour and a half later, we got the news, he said. She died the next day at 3 a.m. because of her injuries. She was burned alive. An initial autopsy report revealed that the teen died from severe burns that covered 98% of her body. No suspect or persons of interest have been named. The distraught father said his daughter had no enemies. Quote, she was just a typical 19-year-old girl getting ready to go to college. She went to church. She was the sweetest girl you could ask for. She didn't smoke. She didn't drink, Chambers said. His daughter's death is the second tragedy to strike the family in recent years. Quote, my son died in a car accident 2 years ago. It's killing me. It's just killing me.
Damn.
Yeah. Authorities eventually arrested Quentin Tellis, a friend of Chambers. Tellis was tried in Mississippi not once, but twice. Both trials resulted in mistrials. Meanwhile, Tellis was arrested in Louisiana and charged with murder for the July 2015 death of Ming Chang Hsieh, a recent grad of the University of Louisiana Monroe. District Attorney John Champion said in November that although Tellis was recently granted bond in Louisiana, the state of Mississippi still has a hold on him, meaning Tellis will not be able to leave prison, regardless of which state he's in. Tellis is currently in custody at Ouachita Correctional Center in Ouachita Parish, Louisiana. Quote, he may have been given a bond, but he can't get out, Champion said. If he actually makes bond down there, then he'll be brought to the Department of Correction in Mississippi. Despite the two mistrials, Champion said, there's no doubt in my mind that Tellis killed Chambers. When asked, what would you have changed? He said, nothing.
Mm.
But a lot hinges on what ifs. Quote, we tried the case and we will evaluate everything after Louisiana finishes what they're doing, Champion says. If Tellis is tried and convicted in Louisiana and Champion decides to try him for a third time, Tellis would be brought to Mississippi to stand trial. If Tellis was convicted in Chambers' death, Champion said, it would then be up to a judge to decide if the sentence runs consecutive or concurrent. When asked if he thought Tellis would be convicted in Chambers' death, Champion said, I don't predict that. That's up to the jury to decide. But he feels very confident in their case.
Mm.
So, they're pretty certain it was Quentin Tellis, who was just a friend. Why? I don't know. But he really set her on fire and
weird
poured lighter fluid
like no
down her throat.
There's just no, like, reasons?
No, I guess no, because everyone seems to think that Jessica Chambers was, like, fine. She, like, didn't really get in trouble, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, clearly, if it's mistrial twice, there's, like, not a lot to say from Quentin.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty certain he did it. I mean, especially because of the, murder allegations in Louisiana. So, murder charges.
Whack.
Yeah, there's not a lot of information on this, but I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So that's my story.
All right. Cool. Okay. So, I guess for me...
Yes.
I will do,
sorry.
American Horror Story Coven, which I haven't done before.
Mm-hmm.
I've done other seasons, but not Coven. But they all kind of, because they're all completely different it's not a repeat. But American Horror Story Coven is the third season, and it takes place in Louisiana, in New Orleans. Is it New Orleans or New Orleans? I'm asking you as the southerner here.
Oh, yeah. It's New Orleans.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't...
You don't identify. Just
call my mom and ask.
You don't identify yourself as a southerner.
I'm a southerner, but not in Louisiana.
Yeah.
I don't live by the bayou. My mom lived in Louisiana, though.
Oh.
For a hot sec of her last 3 years of high school.
Cool. Yeah, I'm gonna go with New Orleans. I feel like that feels about right.
New Orleans, baby.
Yeah.
Let's check Princess and the Frog's pronunciation of New Orleans.
Okay. But it takes place in New Orleans, and it's the Coven of Witches. And basically, it's like this whole secret thing that gets uncovered because it focuses on...
Okay, so the proper way to say it is Nolens. Oh, wait, there's a video. Okay, I'm gonna hold it up to the microphone.
Okay.
Oh, it's connected to my... Okay. All right, okay, we're getting in here.
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Okay.
New Orleans.
Cool.
New Orleans.
All right.
Okay.
Anyways, so... the season starts with... Oh, what's her... Her name's not Violet this season. It's, Zoe. Zoe, she is, like, a teenage girl, and she discovers she's a witch, and then, like, her family is like, oh, we're shipping you off to this, like, house, and it's just a coven of witches, and, like, Sarah Paulson is, like, the head of the coven. She's not the supreme, which is, like, the head top witch. That's her mother, who is Jessica Lange, who's an absolute bitch in this season. But
she's an absolute bitch in every season.
You're right.
I know.
I think she's an absolute bitch in every season, yeah. I think season two, she is, like, more of a redemption arc. But, like, well, why'd you change the color?
I don't know. I thought it would be fun.
Okay. Yeah, so season two, she has more of a redemption arc. But, yeah, this one, she's just a bitch all the way through. But anyways, so Sarah Paulson's, like, the teacher, like, teaching them all how to be witches. And there's a bunch of just asshole kids there. And,
Emma Roberts is there.
Yeah, Emma Roberts.
First appearance on American Horror Story.
Yeah, she plays Madison Montgomery, who's this, like...
She's an actress.
She's, like, a D-list Hollywood actress who's, like, just a bitch and addicted to coke or whatever.
Perfect.
And then,
she can move things with her mind.
Yeah, she's, like...
Kinetic.
Yeah, so she's, like, kinetic or
telekinetic.
Telekinetic, that's the word. Telekinetic.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe's power is...
She fucks people and they hemorrhage.
Yeah. I feel like she gains other things, but, like, that's how she was like, what the fuck is happening with me? Because it's, like, some curse or whatever. Yeah. And then Queenie, she's basically, like, a human voodoo doll, so anything that she does to herself, like, she can do to other people. So she'll, like, burn herself and shit.
Or, like, stab herself and, yeah, like, someone else will be stabbed.
Yep. And then, oh, what's the... I forgot what the other... Oh, Nan, that's the fourth one. She,
reads
minds, yeah. So they all have these fun little powers. But, and, like, to this be the supreme, you'd have, like, every power. So.
But every power aren't those powers. Those are separate powers.
Yeah.
Because the other powers are, like, you find something, you can bring someone back from the dead.
Yeah, it's kind of like trials, almost, to, like,
yeah,
be... Because it's, like, yeah, bringing someone back to life.
Which is Missy's power.
Yeah, which is who I'm talking about the most. Misty Day, who... She's, like, not part of the coven, but she's a witch. And she gets burned at the stake by just, like, a bunch of people who, like, discover she's a witch or something.
Yeah, it was kind
of
weird.
It was, like, it's in this, like, weird flashback, but basically it's, like, they see her bring a little, like, bird back to life, and they're, like, she's a witch, and then they burn her,
yeah.
And she, like, can bring people back to life, so she brings herself back to life,
mm-hmm,
and then, like, heals herself in the swamp and stuff. And so that's, like, where I was thought of, like, the connection, just because of the, like, burning, and then also Louisiana. In a fucked up way.
I guess. This is Mississippi, though.
Yeah. The South. Not to generalize.
Okay.
But They're right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are.
Kind of, yeah.
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 I'm getting that right.
I know geography.
But yeah, so Misty Day, she then eventually connects with the coven. I forget. She comes back to life and then goes and, like, seeks them out for protection.
Yeah.
Because, like, she knows they exist or whatever. But she's kind of, like, not really about them. She thinks the vibes are off. I'm pretty sure, like, she says the vibes are off in the show. But yeah, she's just, like, I remember watching Coven, like, when it was coming out, and I loved Misty Day. I thought she was the coolest person ever. She was obsessed with Stevie Nicks, which, and then Stevie Nicks was on the show.
Yeah, she was. She sang the song.
She did sing a song. She sang two songs on the show.
She sang the witch song.
Rhiannon, and then she sang Seven Wonders. And the last episode. Because that's, like, the trial. You have to do the Seven Wonders to, like, be the Supreme.
Yes.
So, but basically, like, to talk about the rest of the plot of the show, you have all of the witches, like, are competing because they're, like, who's going to be the next Supreme? Because Jessica Lange is just, like, dying off.
Yes, she is addicted to cocaine.
Yeah. Yes.
And she's also just dying, I guess.
Yeah.
Of old age. Does she have cancer?
I think she had some type of cancer, yeah. I think it was, like, something, like, pancreatic. It was something because... It was because she did drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, there's, like, this whole competition to, like, see who's the next Supreme. Because they all kind of are, like, thinking... They're all, like, starting to get another power. So they're like, oh, I'm, like, rising up and becoming Supreme. And they think it's Madison. That's when, like, Jessica Lange then kills Madison.
And then she comes back and she's like, thought I was gone, bitch, or whatever?
She's like, Surprise bitch. Yeah, that's the iconic gif from that season.
I love her.
Yeah.
I love it when Emma Roberts plays bitches. She's so good at it.
So, but then Misty Day, how she dies in the show, for, like, when she actually dies, is they are doing a challenge where it's, like, divination or something. So it's, like, you have to go to hell and then come back.
Yeah.
And so, like, everyone goes to, like, and you see they're all on, like, personal hells, kind of. Like, Queenie's, like, still working at, like, the chicken place she works at. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I forgot, Madison's was, like...
I don't think you see all of them.
I forgot what Madison's was. And then, Zoe, I know she says something about how, like, it was something with Kyle, who's Evan Peters in this season, who's a little zombie boy that they put back together.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Evan Peters were a season.
I agree. Yeah.
But then, Misty's.
Yeah, hers was, she was, like, dissecting a frog in, like, a high school class. And, like, she had to cut it open, and, like, she kept bringing it back to life, and then, like, the teacher made her cut it open again.
Yeah, over and over.
And, like, so she was just, like, you know.
She was stuck there.
But she was stuck there and couldn't get out. So then, like, Misty just, like, dies because she runs out of time.
Yeah.
And then she comes back in Apocalypse. They, like, bring her back there, I remember.
Yeah.
But Sarah Paulson ends up being the Supreme.
Yes.
So... that's the moral of that story.
Let us not forget about the Romeo-Juliet romance between Zoe and Tate. And Kyle.
For every... those two can't get away from their names from the first season. No matter what, I will call them Violet and Tate.
They meet at a frat party. They look at each other through the like fish tank.
Yeah. It's some bullshit. Thing. And then, like, he gets...
And then... Madison gets date raped and
it gets really
and they
dark.
All get onto a frat bus because Evan Peters breaks it up, but he's on the frat bus, and then Madison flips the frat bus and kills everyone on it except for one, the date raper.
Yeah.
And then Zoe goes to the hospital and fucks a date raper's coma body and kills him.
Yep. And then they go to the morgue, stitch Kyle back together.
But with the best parts, not just Kyle's parts.
Yeah, it's like he's like all the guys, but he has like his head basically.
Yeah.
And then they like bring him back to life, and then he... Misty somehow shows up. I think she
Misty,
just sensed...
They bring him to Misty, I think, because he has, like, all these cuts and she, like, heals him or whatever.
No, they don't bring... She just shows up. In the back of their car, yeah.
Why is she crazy?
Because I think it's, like, she sensed, like, the... whatever magic they were doing on him. Because it's, like, her, like, type of magic, I guess.
I guess.
So then she, like, just shows up, and then she, like, kidnaps... She doesn't kidnap Kyle, but she's like, I'll, like, make him better.
She brings him to her bog.
Her bog house. And then... Or swamp house, not
heals
bog.
Heals him or whatever.
With all the, like, mud and whatever. So, it's really weird.
The Louisiana mud, man.
Yeah.
But then it turns out that his mother was sexually assaulting him, which is crazy. And then there's that episode when he looks down, he's got a tattoo on his ankle, and he cries.
Yeah.
Because he never had a tattoo, and then you have a flashback of him at the tattoo parlor, and all the frat bros are getting tattoos, and he's like, no, man, I want my skin to be clean, because when I get hired for a job, I want to blah, blah, blah.
Well, then, I feel like also part of it's, like, he, like, is, like,
that's not me.
Yeah. Because he knew who had, like, he knows whose leg that is. That
yeah. But then he also kills his mom, and he kills another person.
Yeah,
but then him and Zoe run away together, and it's happily ever after.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, it is weird. He doesn't get a lot of fun, quirky times. He's just really screaming a lot.
Yeah.
And being handcuffed.
Yeah. Coven's a weird season when you talk about everything that happened. You're just like, wow, that's so weird.
But also it was a funny season.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think it's, yeah.
I love...
Again. Oh, and there's also... We forgot all about the lady who had, like, all, like, the people chained up in her attic.
Oh, my God.
With Minotaur.
That
which is based on a real person that I could do
at some
point. It's really terrible. She's a terrible person.
Yeah, because she, like, tortured... People. Well, I forgot what her name is, but she is, like, yeah, she's
it's a real... Madame blah, 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 blah.
Madame
blah.
Something.
I can find
But she's played by Kathy Bates in the season. She's basically this, like, brought back to life after being this racist lady who, like, tortured all her slaves in her house.
And Madame then... Delphine LaLaurie.
Yep. And yeah. then, Angela Bass's character is out here, because she's also... Angela Bass's character is immortal and was the one who, like... cursed
Madame Delphine
with immortality, but then cut her head off
so that she had to be alive forever. But
yeah, or she buried her
alive. Yeah, yeah, but then they her head gets buried her later. They unburied her, and then she was just like walking around being like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then there was a Minotaur that had sex with one of them. Was it who's the invincible girl? What's her name?
What's the...
The voodoo doll girl.
Queenie?
Yeah. The Minotaur has sex with Queenie.
Oh, I don't remember
It was a weird... It was the Halloween episode, and they also are fighting a bunch of zombies, I think. God, American Horror Story is fucking whack.
There's always, like, so many... And then there's the Witch Hunters, that subplot, too. Because yeah. Sarah Paulson's husband's, like, a, like, snake, and he's, like, a witch hunter, and he's just, like, married her to, like... You know.
Get in there.
Get it. Infiltrate.
Because there's the lady that was the young maid from season one who gets murdered.
Yeah, you see a flashback and, like, because he kills her. It's so... That's
And then there's also the other witches that are from, like, the higher up that come down, the lady with the big puffy hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then they...
She gets... One of them gets put up on a stake.
Yeah, no, the, like, council witch or whatever gets burned.
Yeah, but then she comes back.
Yeah.
For... Two more seasons, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though she got killed. Sarah Paulson goes blind.
Yeah, she gets, like, attacked by someone.
She's trying to have a baby.
So
God. Okay.
Yeah. That's that for you. Just absolutely terrible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's a pretty good season.
Yeah, for sure. It has the best characters.
Yeah.
They're all fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Except Sarah Paulson's not an asshole in that season.
I guess. She's okay.
Yeah.
Not my favorite. And then the girl that can read Nan, is that her name?
Yeah.
She, like, likes the neighbor kid, and she, like, makes him a cake.
Mm-hmm.
But then, who was it? Was it Jessica Lange? Someone, like, fucked it up for her.
Yeah, like, something happens, and, like, the kid is, like...
Weirded out by her, or something.
Yeah, I forget.
It's so sad. Okay.
Yeah. There's so many subplots that I only didn't remember what was happening.
It's been years since I've seen it.
Yeah. Anyways.
Wow, we really don't have a lot to talk about.
No. What else can we talk about?
I don't know. Do you have any finals?
I have a final project that is due next week, but otherwise I'm done with everything else, which is really hot and sexy. So I'm planning on doing who knows what.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I have to go to a final, but, like, we're screening in, like, a theater these 15-second commercials we had to do, and we had 1 week to do it. It was Tuesday to last Monday, and it's for a copywriting class, so I don't know if you know anything about copywriting, but it is not a film. It's actually writing, which isn't involved in a commercial. So we learned nothing about how to film or what makes a good commercial. He showed us 4 real commercials made by full crews of commercial makers.
Uh-huh.
You know, people who are professionals.
Yes.
And had more than 6 days to make a commercial and actually know how to, like, use, like, video editing softwares.
Uh-huh.
And cameras. And then he said, okay, make a commercial.
Wow.
And then he showed us 1 really shitty commercial that was filmed by the other professor mm-hmm. in 15 minutes. It was made 15 minutes. And he was like, what grade would you give this? And we're all like, D. Because it's shitty.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, interesting. All right, make your commercials. And we're like,
what?
Oh, we're like, God. What's a good student commercial, sir?
Yeah.
Didn't show us. Weird. So it was a group. It was a partner project. I did it all myself, but it's not my partner's fault. I didn't want her involved in it. Because, like, I filmed it at my apartment at, like, 9 o'clock at night. So, like,
it's hard
I don't
to
want
do,
her to come over.
It's hard to do a video project as a group project.
Especially when you only have a week. Like, if there was, like, multiple shoots and, like, multiple editing projects, like... I filmed it Wednesday night. It's a stop motion for Kit Kats.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fucking baller. It looks disgusting. And then the next day in class, I texted her and I was like, I'm going to be a little late. The bus didn't want to take me to school. And she's like, that's fine. I'm sick. And I was like, oh my God. So I edited almost the entirety of the video. I relearned how to use Premiere Pro.
Great.
And then I came back the next day because I skipped all my classes because I'm a great student. And I finished it, but we were supposed to meet at 2, and then she texted me that she couldn't meet till 4:30, and I was like, fuck it. I want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished the whole thing, and I put both our names on it. But, so, I didn't give her a chance to help.
So it's not like she didn't try.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like she was just, like, not in communication with me. I texted her.
Yeah.
Pictures.
Yeah, there you go.
But we're screening them in front of both classes, and I feel like the other class is a lot better than our class because my teacher, hope he's not listening to this, didn't teach us anything, and I feel like the other dude was kind of better.
Mm.
So now my embarrassing Kit Kat commercial is going to be big screened.
Ooh.
No.
Where are you guys doing it?
I don't know. I should probably find out since it's tomorrow.
Ah.
I wrote it down. Give me a minute.
Because it's in, like, one of the,
Institute Hall.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, do you know where Institute Hall is, guys? No,
I was just wondering if it was going to be in, like, Booth or something.
No.
Because of all the... Or, like, Magic's... Mm, those are all filled with all the film students doing all their shit, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, I'm not an art student. I don't know if you guys know that. I'm not a film student at all. Haven't taken those classes. So... Also, my photos are, like, hella kind of blurry, because first, I manually focused it, the camera, and then I didn't change the focus during the whole shoot. And second, I had to color correct every photo because it was taken with the yellow light that is in my living room. Mm-hmm. And so everything is ultra exposed.
Yeah.
And then toned blue. So it looks grainy as fuck. And now it's gonna be big and grainy as
ooh,
fuck.
Ooh.
So.
Damn. Damn.
But the good news is it's only 15 minutes long, so 15 seconds long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember my 4D final last fall. It was just forever watching everyone's finals, and I was just like, oh, yeah. My God.
I really hope we're not critiquing them, because I don't think I could handle that.
Yeah.
Like, also, we don't know anything. And I know my teacher is going to want us to critique them, but, like, bruh.
Yeah. No, critiques for, like, video stuff, I just hate, because it's, like, half of the shit, it's, like, it took me so long to even try and get it, like, this.
Yeah.
Just with, like, video, just so much more, like, hard to do stuff sometimes. And it's, like, please don't give me any criticism. I've spent years on this.
Also, we had a week. And that's how long we have for, like, normal ads that's not a video.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, like, a sentence, you know? That's how we for a sentence,
yeah,
and an image we find on a stock photo website. So it's like, sir, if you judge anything about the quality of this thing, you should have thought about that before you gave us the assignment due, like, in a week, without any proper training.
Yeah. God.
He's probably gonna be like, there's no story in it, and I'll be like, watch a normal candy commercial. Is there a story? Fucking Reese's just rotating.
Yeah.
Being like, are you hungry yet?
And it's like,
boom, Reese's.
Yeah.
God. Anyway, advertising's not my major. Thank you. yeah.
That's all there is to say.
People make that assumption all the time, I think. My mother said it was my major. She's like, you know, advertising, your major. And I was like, it's not. Anyway, so I'm almost done with classes. I have a test on Friday, but, like, the final test. In operations management.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's gonna be bad.
Mm.
But then I'm done.
That's great. That's awesome.
Hell yeah. We're almost out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go home next Wednesday.
I think I go home on Tuesday.
Of next week?
Yeah. Or no, Thursday.
I was like, but Tess, you said
no. Thursday. I always mix up Tuesday and Thursday because they both start with T. But Thursday. Because I have work on Wednesday. So.
Yes.
That's correct.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. And then 1 month later, and we're back here, baby.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And it'll be even colder.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Well, anyway, I think that's it for now.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening. Don't kill anyone. Have a nice week.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, I guess for me.
Yes.
I will do,
sorry.
American Horror Story Coven, which I haven't done before.
Mm-hmm.
I've done other seasons, but not Coven. But they all kind of, because they're all completely different. It's not a repeat. but American Horror Story Coven is the third season, and it takes place in Louisiana, in New Orleans. Is it New Orleans or New Orleans? I'm asking you as the southerner here.
Oh, yeah. It's New Orleans.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't...
You don't identify.
Just call my mom and ask.
You don't identify yourself as a southerner.
I'm a southerner, but not in Louisiana.
Yeah.
I don't live by the bayou. My mom lived in Louisiana, though.
Oh.
For a hot sec of her last 3 years of high school.
Cool. Yeah. I'm gonna go with New Orleans. I feel like that feels more right.
New Orleans, baby.
Yeah.
Let's check Princess and the Frog's pronunciation of New Orleans.
Okay. But it takes place in New Orleans, and it's the Coven of Witches, and basically it's, like, this whole secret thing that gets uncovered because it focuses on...
Okay, so the proper way to say it is, Nolans. Oh, wait, there's a video. Okay, I'm gonna hold it up to the microphone.
Okay.
Oh, it's connected to my... Okay. All right, okay, we're getting in here.
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Okay.
New Orleans.
Cool.
New Orleans.
All right.
Okay.
Anyways, so, the season starts with, oh, what's her, Her name's not Violet this season. It's Zoe. Zoe, she is like a teenage girl and she discovers she's a witch, and then like her family is like, oh, we're shipping you off to this like house, and it's just a coven of witches, and like Sarah Paulson is like the head of the coven. She's not the supreme, which is like the head top witch. That's her mother, who is just Kaling, who's an absolute bitch in this season. But
she's an absolute bitch in every season.
You're right.
I know.
I think she's an absolute bitch in every season, yeah. I think season two, she has, like, more of a redemption arc. But, like, well, why'd you change the color?
I don't know, I thought it would be fun.
Okay. Yeah, so season two, she has more of a redemption arc. But, yeah, this one, she's just a bitch all the way through. But anyways, so Sarah Paulson's, like, the teacher, like, teaching them all how to be witches. And there's a bunch of just asshole kids there. And
Emma Roberts is there.
Yeah, Emma
her
Roberts
first
is...
appearance on American Horror Story.
Yeah, she plays Madison Montgomery, who's
God,
this like
it. She's an actress.
She's like a D-list Hollywood actress who's like just a bitch and addicted to coke or whatever.
Perfect.
And then
she can move things with her mind.
Yeah, she's like
kinetic.
Yeah, so she's like kinetic or
telekinetic.
Telekinetic, that's the word. Telekinetic. Uh-huh. Zoe's power is...
she fucks people and they hemorrhage.
Yeah. I feel like she gains other things, but, like, that's how she was like, what the fuck is happening with me? Because it's, like, some curse or whatever. Yeah. And then Queenie, she's basically, like, a human voodoo doll, so anything that she does to herself, like, she can do to other people. So yeah. She'll, like, burn herself and shit.
Or, like, stab herself and,
yeah.
Like, someone else will be stabbed.
Yep. And then, oh, what's the... I forgot what the other... Oh, Nan, that's the fourth one. She,
Reads minds,
yeah. So they all have these fun little powers. But, and, like, to this be the supreme, you'd have, like, every power. So.
But every power aren't those powers. Those are separate powers.
Yeah.
Because the other powers are, like, you find something, you can bring someone back from the dead.
Yeah, it's kind of like trials almost to like
yeah.
be because it's like yeah, bringing someone back to life,
which is Missy's power.
Yeah, which is who I'm talking about the most, Misty Day, who she's like not part of the coven, but she's a witch, and she gets burned at the stake by just like a bunch of people who like discover she's a witch or something.
Yeah, it was kind
of
weird.
It was like it's in this like weird flashback, but basically it's like they see her bring a little like bird back to life and they're like she's a witch, and then they burn her.
Yeah,
and she like can bring people back to life, so she brings herself back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And then like heals herself in the swamp and stuff, and so that's like where I was thought of like the connection, just because of the like burning and then also Louisiana in a fucked up way.
I guess. This is Mississippi, though.
Yeah. The South. Not to generalize.
Okay.
But they're right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are.
Kind of, yeah.
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 I'm getting that right.
I know geography.
But yeah, so Misty Day, she then eventually connects with the coven. I forget. She comes back to life and then goes and, like, seeks them out for protection.
Yeah.
Because, like, she knows they exist or whatever. But she's kind of, like, not really about them. She thinks the vibes are off. I'm pretty sure, like, she says the vibes are off in the show. But, yeah, she's just, like... I remember watching Coven, like, when it was coming out, and I loved Misty Day. I thought she was the coolest person ever. She was obsessed with Stevie Nicks. Which, and then Stevie Nicks was on the show.
Yeah, she was. She sang the song.
She did sing a song. She sang two songs on the show.
She sang the witch song.
Rhiannon, and then she sang Seven Wonders.
Yeah.
And the last episode. Because that's, like, the trial. You have to do the Seven Wonders to, like, be the supreme.
Yes.
So, but basically, like, to talk about the rest of the plot of the show... You have all of the witches, like, are competing because they're like, who's going to be the next supreme? Because Jessica Lange is just, like, dying off.
Yes, she is addicted to cocaine.
Yeah. Yes.
And she's also just dying, I guess.
Yeah.
Of old age. Does she have cancer?
I think she had some type of cancer, yeah. I think it was, like, something, like, pancreatic. It was something because... It was because she did drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, there's, like, this whole competition to, like, see who's the next Supreme. Because they all kind of are, like, thinking... They're all, like, starting to get another power. So, they're like, oh, I'm, like, rising up and becoming Supreme. And they think it's Madison. That's when, like, Jessica Lane then kills Madison.
And then she comes back and she's like, thought I was gone, bitch, or whatever?
And she's like, Surprise bitch. Yeah, that's the iconic gif from that season.
I love her.
Yeah.
I love it when Emma Roberts plays bitches. She's so good at it.
But then Misty Day, how she dies in the show, for, like, when she actually dies, is they are doing a challenge where it's, like, divination or something. So it's, like, you have to go to hell and then come back.
Yeah.
And so, like, everyone goes to, like, and you see they're all on, like, personal hells, kind of. Like, Queenie's, like, still working at, like, the chicken place she works at. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Madison's was, like...
I don't think you see all of them.
I forgot what Madison's was. And then, Zoe, I know she says something about how, like, it was something with Kyle, who's Evan Peters in this season, who's a little zombie boy that they put back together.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Evan Peters' worst season.
I agree. Yeah.
But then, Misty's.
Yeah, hers was, she was, like, dissecting a frog in, like, a high school class. And, like, she had to cut it open, and, like, she kept bringing it back to life, and then, like, the teacher made her cut it open again.
Yeah, over and over.
And, like, so she was just, like, you know.
She was stuck there.
But she was stuck there and couldn't get out. So then, like, Misty just, like, dies because she runs out of time.
Yeah.
And then she comes back in Apocalypse. They, like, bring her back there, I remember.
Yeah.
But Sarah Paulson ends up being the Supreme.
Yes.
So... that's the moral of that story.
Let us not forget about the Romeo-Juliet romance between Zoe and Tate. And Kyle.
Those two can't get away from their names from the first season. No matter what, I will call them Violet and Tate.
They meet at a frat party. They look at each other through the like fish tank.
Yeah. It's some bullshit. Thing. And then, like, he gets...
And then... Madison gets date raped and
it gets really
and they
dark.
All get onto a frat bus because Evan Peters breaks it up, but he's on the frat bus, and then Madison flips the frat bus and kills everyone on it except for one, the date raper.
Yeah.
And then Zoe goes to the hospital and fucks a date raper's coma body and kills him.
Yep. And then they go to the morgue, stitch Kyle back together.
But with the best parts, not just Kyle's part.
Yeah, it's like he's like all the guys, but he has like his head basically.
Yeah.
And then they like bring him back to life, and then he... Misty somehow shows up. I think she
Misty,
just sensed...
They bring him to Misty, I think, because he has, like, all these cuts and she, like, heals him or whatever.
No, they don't break... She just shows up. In the back of their car, yeah.
Why is she crazy?
Because I think it's, like, she sensed, like, the... like, whatever magic they were doing on him. Because it's, like, her, like, type of magic, I guess.
I guess.
So then she, like, just shows up, and then she, like, kidnaps... She doesn't kidnap Kyle, but she's like, I'll, like, make him better.
She brings him to her bog.
Her bog house. And then, or swamp house, not
heals
bog.
Heals him or whatever.
With all the, like, mud and whatever. So, it's really weird.
The Louisiana mud, man.
Yeah.
But then it turns out that his mother was sexually assaulting him, which is crazy. And then there's that episode when he looks down, he's got a tattoo on his ankle, and he cries.
Yeah.
Because he never had a tattoo, and then you have a flashback of him at the tattoo parlor, and all the frat bros are getting tattoos, and he's like, no, man, I want my skin to be clean, because when I get hired for a job, I want to blah, blah, blah.
Well, then, I feel like also part of it's, like, he, like, is, like, that's
not me.
Yeah. Because he knew who had, like, he knows whose leg that is.
Then. Yeah. But then he also kills his mom, and he kills another person.
Yeah,
but then him and Zoe run away together, and it's happily ever after.
Yeah. It's really weird.
Yeah, it is weird. He doesn't get a lot of fun, quirky times. He's just really screaming a lot.
Yeah.
And being handcuffed.
Yeah. Coven's a weird season when you talk about everything that happened. You're just like, wow, that's so weird.
But it was a funny season.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think it's, yeah.
I love,
like, oh, and there's also, we forgot all about the lady who had, like, all, like, the people chained up in her attic.
Oh, my God.
With the Minotaur.
That
which is based on
plot.
A real person. that I could do at some point. It's really terrible. She's a terrible person.
Yeah, because she, like, tortured people. Well, I forgot what her name is, but she is, like, yeah, she's
it's a real... Madame blah, 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 blah.
Madame
blah,
blah. Something.
I can find
But she's played by Kathy Bates in the season. She's basically this, like, brought back to life after being this racist lady who, like, tortured all her slaves in her house.
And Madame then... Delphine LaLaurie.
Yep. And then, Angela Bassett's character is out here, because she's also, she's, Angela Bassett's character is immortal, and was the one who, like, cursed, oh god.
Madame Delphine
with immortality, but then cut her head off.
So that she had to be alive forever, but.
Yeah, or she buried her
yeah, yeah, but then they unburied her. They unburied her, and then she was just, like, walking around, being like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then there was a Minotaur that had sex with one of them. Was it, who's the Invincible Girl? What's her name?
What's the...
The voodoo doll girl.
Queenie?
Yeah. The Minotaur has sex with Queenie.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was a weird... It was the Halloween episode, and they also are fighting a bunch of zombies, I think. God, American Horror Story is fucking whack.
There's always, like, so many... And then there's the Witch Hunters, that subplot, too. Because Sarah Paulson's husband's, like, a, like, snake, and he's, like, a witch hunter, and he's just, like, married her to, like, you know...
Get in there.
Get infiltrated.
Because there's the lady that was the young maid from season one who gets murdered.
Yeah, you see a flashback, and, like, because he kills her. It's so... That's
and then there's also the other witches that are from, like, the higher-up that come down, the lady with the big puffy hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then they...
She gets... One of them gets put up on a stake.
Yeah, no, the, like, council witch or whatever gets burned.
Yeah, but then she comes back.
Yeah.
For two more seasons, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though she got killed. Sarah Paulson goes blind.
Yeah, she gets, like, attacked by someone.
She's trying to have a baby...
So
God. Okay.
Yeah. That's that for you. Just absolutely terrible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's a pretty good season.
Yeah, for sure. It has the best characters.
Yeah.
They're all fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Except Sarah Paulson's not an asshole in that season.
I guess. She's okay.
Yeah.
Not my favorite. And then the girl that can read, Nan, is that her name?
Yeah.
She, like, likes the neighbor kid, and she, like, makes him a cake.
Mm-hmm.
But then, who was it? Was it Jessica Lange? Someone, like, fucked it up for her.
Yeah, like, something happens, and, like, the kid is, like...
Weirded out by her, or something.
Yeah, I forget.
It's so sad. Okay.
Yeah. There's so many subplots that I don't even remember what was happening.
It's been years since I've seen it.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways. Wow, we really don't have a lot to talk about.
No. What else can we talk about?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you have any finals?
I have a final project that is due next week, but otherwise I'm done with everything else, which is really hot and sexy. So I'm planning on doing who knows what.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I have to go to a final, but, like, we're screening in, like, a theater these 15-second commercials we had to do, and we had 1 week to do it. It was Tuesday to last Monday. And it's for a copywriting class, so I don't know if you know anything about copywriting, but it is not a film. It's actually writing, which isn't involved in a commercial. So we learned nothing about how to film or what makes a good commercial. He showed us four real commercials made by full set, like, full crews of commercial makers.
Uh-huh.
You know, people who are professionals.
Yes.
And had more than 6 days to make a commercial and actually know how to, like, use, like, video editing softwares.
Uh-huh.
And cameras. And then he said, okay, make a commercial.
Wow.
And then he showed us one really shitty commercial that was filmed by the other professor in 15 minutes. It was made 15 minutes. And he was like, what grade would you give this? And we were all like, D. Because it's shitty.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, interesting. All right, make your commercials. And we're like,
what?
Oh, we're like, God. What's a good student commercial, sir?
Yeah.
Didn't show us. Weird. So it was a group. It was a partner project. I did it all myself, but it's not my partner's fault. I didn't want her involved in it. Because, like, I filmed it at my apartment at, like, 9 o'clock at night. So, like,
it's hard
I don't
to
want
do,
her to come over.
It's hard to do a video project as a group project.
Especially when you only have a week. Like, if there was, like, multiple shoots and, like, multiple editing projects, like... I filmed it Wednesday night. It's a stop motion for Kit Kats.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fucking baller. It looks disgusting. And then the next day in class, I texted her and I was like, I'm going to be a little late. The bus didn't want to take me to school. And she's like, that's fine. I'm sick. And I was like, oh my God. So I edited almost the entirety of the video. I relearned how to use Premiere Pro.
Great.
And then I came back the next day because I skipped all my classes because I'm a great student and I finished it, but we were supposed to meet at 2 and then she texted me that she couldn't meet till 4:30 and I was like, fuck it, I want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished the whole thing and I put both our names on it. But so I didn't give her a chance to help.
So it's not like she didn't try.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like she was just like not in communication with me. I texted her.
Yeah.
Pictures.
Yeah, there you go.
But we're screening them in front of both classes, and I feel like the other class is a lot better than our class because my teacher, hope he's not listening to this, didn't teach us anything, and I feel like the other dude was kind of better.
Mm.
So now my embarrassing Kit Kat commercial is going to be big screened.
Ooh.
No.
Where are you guys doing it?
I don't know. I should probably find out since it's tomorrow.
Ah.
I wrote it down. Give me a minute.
Because is it in, like, one of the,
Institute Hall.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, do you know where Institute Hall is, guys? No,
I was just wondering if it was going to be in, like, Booth or something.
No.
Because of all the... Or, like, Magic's... those are all filled with all the film students doing all their shit, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, I'm not an art student. I don't know if you guys know that. I'm not a film student at all. Haven't taken those classes. So... Also, my photos are, like, hella kind of blurry, because first, I manually focused it, the camera, and then I didn't change the focus during the whole shoot. And second, I had to color correct every photo because it was taken with the yellow light that is in my living room.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything is ultra exposed.
Yeah.
And then toned blue. So it looks grainy as fuck. Now it's going to be big and grainy as fuck.
Ooh.
So.
Damn.
But the good news is it's only 15 minutes long, so 15 seconds long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember my 4D final last fall. It was just forever watching everyone's finals, and I was just like, oh,
yeah.
My God.
I really hope we're not critiquing them, because I don't think I could handle that.
Yeah.
Like, also, we don't know anything. And I know my teacher is going to want us to critique them, but, like... Bruh.
Yeah. Critiques for, like, video stuff, I just hate, because it's, like, half of the shit, it's, like, it took me so long to even try and get it like this.
Yeah.
Just with, like, video, just so much more, like, hard to do stuff sometimes. And it's, like, please don't give me any criticism. I've spent years on this.
Also, we had a week. And that's how long we have for, like, normal ads that's not a video.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, like, a sentence, you know? That's how we... For a sentence and an image we find on a stock photo website. So it's like, sir, if you judge anything about the quality of this thing, you should have thought about that before you gave us the assignment due, like, in a week without any proper training.
Yeah. God.
He's probably going to be like, there's no story in it. And I'll be like, watch a normal candy commercial. Is there a story? Fucking Reese's just rotating.
Yeah.
Being like, are you hungry yet?
And it's like...
Boom, Reese's.
Yeah.
God. anyway, advertising's not my major. Thank you.
That's all there is to
people say. People make all that assumption all the time, I think. My mother said it was my major. She's like, you know, advertising, your major. And I was like, it's not. It's marketing. Anyway, so I'm almost done with classes. I have a test on Friday, but, like, a final test. In operations management.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's gonna be bad.
Mm.
But then I'm done.
That's great. That's awesome.
Hell yeah. We're almost out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go home next Wednesday.
I think I go home on Tuesday.
Of next week?
Yeah. Or no, Thursday.
I was like, but Tess, you said
no, Thursday. I always mix up Tuesday and Thursday because they both start with T. But Thursday. Because I have work on Wednesday. So.
Yes.
That's correct.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. And then 1 month later, and we're back here, baby.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It'll be even colder.
Yes.
Disgusting. Anyway. Well.
I think that's it for now.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening. Don't kill anyone. Have a nice week.
Bye.
Bye.